Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeff Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, I'm reaching out over the lines to a pair of individuals up in the East Lansing, Michigan area. And we're doing so because recently we were made aware and shared on our blog site an article that indicated that amidst a retail crisis, a group of college town stores are innovating despite national drops in retail. And this is East Lansing shops that are fighting to survive during the pandemic. So today, I'm welcoming Luke Allen Hackney, point guard for RetroDuck.com, based out of East Lansing, and also Meg Larned Croft, owner of Woven Art Yarn Shop of East Lansing. Luke, Meg, welcome to the Michigan Business Beat.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. I'm going to start this off, and as we are a statewide audience, Luke, could you share a brief snapshot of your career and then go into the story about RetroDuck.com?
You know, there isn't much of a career before RetroDuck. My partners and I started RetroDuck when we were sophomores in college. It was born here at MSU at a dorm room in Mayo Hall. Before that, you know, I had just kind of the average, like, college jobs, worked at a movie theater, delivered papers. That's pretty much my entire resume. So I usually tell people I haven't ever really had a job. So I've been doing this we turn 18 in January, custom apparel, and we also run a couple brand websites.
Perfect. All right. And Meg, I'd love to hear your career path and then the story of Woven Art Yarn Shop.
Well, my career path is a little more convoluted. I grew up on the East Coast, and after graduating college, I went into contemporary art in New York City and was working at a blue chip gallery on Fifth Avenue there. And then from New York, I moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and continued to work in the contemporary art, but this time in a nonprofit. I ended up marrying someone who was a physician, and we ended up moving around the country a few times, ended up settling in Michigan. And in 2013, I purchased Woven Art Yarn Shop from the previous owner and have been adapting it and growing it since then.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I've gathered a series of questions for each of you. And at the same time, then once we get done with this, and I believe we're going to, if possible, if you have the time, I'd love to have you stick around for two segments so that we don't have to rush these answers. But I've got these questions, and then we'll circle back to the original project that Piper Gold had shared with us on the story of how stores in East Lansing are pivoting during the pandemic. So I'm going to start this off. And Meg, online store, Facebook and Zoom, shopping, curbside pickup, closing for Saturdays, and new local delivery. It sounds like the circumstances that you're dealing with. Can you share what goes into that for Woven Art Yarn Shop?
At Woven Art, we did not have an online store as of March 23rd, 2020. As of March 24th, 2020, we had an online shop. So there was some rapid pivoting that had to happen at the beginning of the pandemic. We were closed for 6 weeks, and we were able to do curbside pickup after that, where we would have a pickup shelf right in front of the shop, and customers could come out of their car, pick up whatever they had purchased from the shop on our table, and then not have to interact with us at all, and could stay outside in the fresh air. And we've been running curbside pickup since that time, but we've now allowed a couple shoppers into the store at a time. And then once football Saturdays started up again, because the downtown atmosphere can be pretty rowdy on football Saturdays, we decided to close on Saturdays and shift our hours to Sunday so that our shoppers would not feel intimidated by coming downtown and being able to continue to support us through all of this. Since the newest executive orders, we have also added local free delivery for our customers so that they don't even have to leave their houses if they don't want to. So we are trying to continue to pivot and make ourselves as available to our community as possible during this time.
Perfect. And Luke, share with the statewide business audience, East Lansing Tees, and I understand an article that we're going to share in the blog post was regarding how local shop Retro Duck is helping out East Lansing businesses. So if you could go into that for us as we wrap up this first segment.
Sure, absolutely. So like I said earlier, Retro Duck, so we primarily do custom screen printing for businesses, for municipalities. Like we have a contractor in the city of East Lansing, for example, do some stuff for Old Town, etc. But what we wanted to do was launch a website, which we started at eastlansingtees.com, that sells t-shirts branded with other downtown businesses' logos. Initially, the plan was to kind of dig through our 18-year-old archives and find, you know, I mean, you or I might not consider 18 years that long ago or that vintage or that retro, but for kids that are 18 years old, it certainly is. And we've just been trying to sell, like, Rick's, Riv, Beggars, Roadhouse, etc., t-shirts, and then we've started dipping into other businesses as well. We're working with SBS right now about getting some shirts up. We've done Cottage Inn, I believe. We're talking to Charlie Kings. We're talking to some people, trying to get more up. And the idea is that for every shirt sold, a portion of the money goes directly to the business whose name bears the shirt. So for example, if we sold a vintage Rick shirt, they would get money for that. There's a way to kind of advertise to downtown and advertise kind of what we do a little bit, and then also inject a little bit of cash, like not as much as I would like so far, but a little bit of money to businesses, especially ones, you know, not to keep using Rick's as an example, but somebody that has not been open this entire time. Like, they were completely prohibited due to a lack of food sales, so especially the people that have been shut down since March.
Excellent. Well, that's a great start, and I've got several more questions for both of you, so I hope you can stick around for a second segment.
Yeah, sure,
great. All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Luke Allen Hackney, a point guard for RetroDuck.com, and Meg Larned Croft, owner of Woven Art Yarn Shop. And both of those businesses are East Lansing, Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.